Peggy Rose.
Hi, I'm Peggy Rose Levin. I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Peggy Rose.
Thanks for asking me, Reese. Appreciate it. You know, what I know is that we are the lucky ones. You know, I'm a sober member of Alcoholics Anonymous, and I didn't plan my life to be here. You know, I just didn't plan it to be this way, and thank God it is this way, because I couldn't have asked for a better life. You know, I came into Alcoholics Anonymous, and I didn't know why I was here. I didn't even know why you were here. I didn't know what I was going to find here, but thank God I found what I did. And, you know, to be an alcoholic, you have to drink alcohol. And, you know, I drank alcohol, and it didn't connect with me. You know, I got drunk, and I blacked out, and, you know, it just didn't make sense to me, you know. So I wasn't really excited about it until one day I went out with this guy, and we went to this little jazz club at this Surf and Turf down in Belmont Shore. And he ordered up some Tanqueray and tonic. And I'd never had Tanqueray and tonic, especially that little lime. That was fascinating. And I drank that Tanqueray and tonic, and, you know, I was listening to that music, and I didn't particularly like that band that night. They were okay, little, you know, threesome. And, you know, we were waiting for our table, you know, we hadn't eaten, and this was my boyfriend's friend. And I don't even think I should have been with him that night. Of course, I didn't tell my boyfriend I was with him. But, you know, he was so cute. And we were supposed to play tennis, but it ended up we went out to steak and lobster. I don't know how that happened. You know, not that I'm a manipulator, but I do get what I want. And, you know, he ordered up this Tanqueray and tonic again. And I did notice something happened. Something happened for me that I didn't make happen. That music started to get better. And I don't think it was because they were on their second song. I just think because I kept drinking that Tanqueray and tonic, my world started to transform. Alcohol was doing for me something that I couldn't do for myself. Started to change me in ways that were way better than the way I remembered my reality that morning. We got to our table, and we ordered the food. And we ordered another Tanqueray and tonic. It was so good. I can't tell you how good it was. You know, I hadn't had it. I all of a sudden was very thirsty, and I had to have more. And he kept ordering them. I remember we had our appetizer, then we had our steak and lobster, and I remember turning to him. And I had 4 or 5 Tanquerays and tonic, and I remember turning to him, and I realized for the first time the whole evening that he was my knight in shining armor. And that he had that blonde hair and those puka shells and those blue eyes. And I hadn't noticed that he was my prince. And I looked over at him, and everything in my world connected for the first time. And it felt so good. And, you know, I was looking for that moment every drink I took after that. You know, and I took many. And I took it many ways. You know, and I drank all kinds of alcohol. You know, whether it was beer or wine or hard liquor, it didn't matter. You know, there was a period I thought I was going to be a nun, so I had to drink blue nun wine. You know, and I just went through spiritual transformations. I went to Joshua Tree National Forest. I thought I saw God, and I did see something. I can't tell you what it was at this time, but I saw some things. And but I was searching. You know, I was searching from deep within inside myself, and alcohol freed something inside of me that had never been free yet. And somehow, some way, I came to Alcoholics Anonymous. I didn't plan it. You know, I came through the back door of Al-Anon, and I ended up finding that I had the disease of alcoholism. And, you know, I didn't know I had no power over alcohol because I thought I had power over everything in my life. I was such a manipulator, such a control freak, you know. And I learned all these things in Alcoholics Anonymous, and they stayed with me for so long. They still today, they still are with me, you know, these things about my character. But the only thing reason that I'm an alcoholic is because I have no power over alcohol. That's what makes me different from every person out there that's not alcoholic. is that I have no power over alcohol. I pick up a drink, I don't know what's going to happen. I can't predict what's going to happen, and I have to pick up another one. I get that phenomenon of craving, that I have to have another drink of alcohol. I have that compulsion. I also have an obsession, and the obsession tells me that the only solution in my life is to pick up a drink of alcohol, that at the end of the day, that I have to have a drink. And that's going to make everything that happened today better. No matter what happened today, if I pick up a drink of alcohol tonight, it's all going to be okay. And that's my obsession. I had no power over that, only I thought I did. I came to Alcoholics Anonymous, and through the steps, you guys taught me. You have no power over alcohol, your life's unmanageable, and you can't manage your drinking. You know? And somehow, some way, the obsession was somehow laid to rest. And what I believe in Alcoholics Anonymous today is that obsession is within me and is growing strong the farther I am from you. So I have to stay close to you. The only solution I have to stay sober and sane and possibly a little bit spiritual and humble is to stay close to you. So when the phone rings, I pick it up and they say, "Can you help us in Alcoholics Anonymous? I'm a drunk and I can't stop drinking. We need you to speak, Peggy Rose. Can you be my sponsor? Can you help me in some way?" And when people are not in AA call me today, they ask me for help, I can help them. Because the principles I've learned in Alcoholics Anonymous somehow translate into the world out there. And I'm useful out there, once again. I don't know if I was useful before I came to Alcoholics Anonymous, but I know that I'm useful today. And I hit a rock bottom when I... Hang on just a second. I hit a rock bottom in Alcoholics Anonymous when I had 21 years sobriety, and I think it's important for you to hear this because I have 28 years of sobriety today. My sobriety date is September 3rd, 1980, and I haven't had a drink since I came to Alcoholics Anonymous. And I'm 28 years sober today, but at 21 years, I almost lost it all. And the only reason I didn't lose it all, and believe me, my world was dark, no matter what I did in Alcoholics Anonymous, and I never left you. But I had never been close to you. Not the whole time. I never knew love for you. But I was 21 years sober and I hit rock bottom. And I was told to pick up the steps of Alcoholics Anonymous in a new way. So I went to step one and I was told to do that. I was told to go to page 30 in chapter 3 and start writing every sentence. So what they read tonight meant something to me. Because I had to find current application to the program of Alcoholics Anonymous because that book had become a book for beginners. That book was a book I used to read, and it used to work for me. And I didn't know how to find my life's problems in it anymore. And I had to find a current application to it. And I found it through you. I found it through listening to AA tapes. I found it through speaker meetings. I found it through circuit speakers. I found it through humbling myself to start over in step one. And believe me, it was so humbling. I was like in 911 sobriety. I was like in an emergency room, please help me, you know. And then I was 22 years sober. And then I was working again. And I was back to the fourth step and doing another eighth step. And I was making amends to the wreckage that I had done in sobriety. Because I didn't know that you could hurt so many people sober. I didn't know that. But it's possible. And I was cruel and I was heartless. But I found love in Alcoholics Anonymous. I found peace and joy in Alcoholics Anonymous. And I have a new life today. And it's the freedom through the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous. And I got deep in the middle of service. You know, so there is hope for us here in Alcoholics Anonymous. If you don't feel good today, that's okay. It'll pass. If you're drinking today, that too shall pass. Because what I know is when we're done, we're done. If I am done drinking, I can't pick up a drink no matter what. Even if I want to pick up a drink, if I'm done, I can't pick it up. And I know that for a fact in Alcoholics Anonymous. I've been continuously sober now, 28 years. And it is possible to stay sober for the rest of our lives, one day at a time. I've seen other people do it. I follow the people that have gone before me. And I watch the people that go out. I watch them real hard and real close. Because I know that I could too go out. If not for being close to you and being happy, joyous, and free with you. Thank you so much. Yeah.